thank you very much for this opportunity to speak on this White Way broadcast. This week, we honored Shinran Shonin on his birthday, May 21st, Gotange. Shinran Shonin was born on May 21st, 1173, and 841 years later, we continue to celebrate his birthday with gratitude for the teachings. It is so amazing that I was assigned this Saturday as your White Way speaker, because just recently, April 25th, 2014 to be exact, I was at Mountain View Buddhist Temple in California attending the Federation of Dharma School Teachers League conference. The theme for the conference was Shinran's Journey, My Journey, Our Journey. The life of Shinran was highlighted at various ages. Age 9, Matsuwaka Maru's Tokudo, when Shinran gets ordained. Age 29, vigil at Rokkakudo, and he becomes Honen's disciple. Age 35, exile to Echigo. Age 38, married Eshini. Age 42, moves to Kanto and recites the Three Pure Land Sutras. Age 52, writes Kyogyo Shinshu to explain the Nembutsu teaching. Age 84, disowns his son Zenran. And age 89, passes away. We were asked how our journey in life is similar to Shinran's, or if our life has significant events, whether it be everyone in attendance had a significant event in their life, whether it be positive or negative, health or happiness. In retrospection and reflection, we thought of three influences on our life and wrote them down in a notebook called journaling. Like Shinran, who experienced the death of his parents at an early age, all of the participants experienced death or illness at some point in their life. This experience motivated them to make some life changes. Shinran, as a 9-year-old child by the name of Matsuwaka Maru, wanted so desperately to enter priesthood. When the abbot of the monastery asked him to postpone his ordination until the morning, he said, "Like cherry blossoms are the minds that think there is a tomorrow. But who can tell? There may be a tempest in the night." The chief abbot conducted the ordination at once. At age 9, Matsuwaka Maru, who became Hannen at ordination, understood how fleeting life can be and that, like the cherry blossoms, the winds of life could blow and cause one to fall to become one with the earth. Shinran Shonin lived a life of suffering, losing his parents at an early age and encountering many hardships throughout his life. His spiritual experiences evolved under many trying conditions and has had a lasting impact on the followers by providing an answer to the purpose of life in this world. The joy of receiving Tokudo would eventually take Shinran to Mount Hiei, where he sought Buddhist awakening, poring over the sutras. Becoming aware of how empty his actions were and how difficult it was to be free of blind passions, he was drawn to the Pure Land teaching. Like Shinran, when faced with obstacles in our life, the participants found other paths to follow. After the experience of seeing her grandson suffer through many operations after he was diagnosed with a debilitating illness, one member turned to the teachings and came to realize the importance of the Dharma in living each day, and she also became a Dharma school teacher. In Shin Buddhism, this goal of transformation occurs in the saying of the Nembutsu, Namu Amida Butsu, which is the call of the Buddha of immeasurable light and life that awakens us because it comes from beyond the small-minded self or the calculating mind. Reverend Taitetsu Uno writes, "Name that calls, for it calls us to awaken to our fullest potential to becoming true, real, and sincere human beings." Shinran Shonin lived among the common people at a time when religion was for the nobility. He communicated the message of true salvation with sincerity. he discovered peace and happiness with utmost confidence in the faith of Nembutsu and shared this with his followers. Nembutsu is the gratitude for the benevolence of Dhammakara Bodhisattva in having made and fulfilled the vows by which he became Amida Buddha and established his Pure Land. To say the Nembutsu is our one practice, calling the name with a sincere heart, yearning to be reborn in Amida's realm of enlightenment, Jodo, the Pure Land. It is a thankfulness to Amida Buddha for the certainty of our birth in the Pure Land. Living this life as a Shin Buddhist is to say the Nembutsu, embodying all good acts which comes from the vow of great compassion. This is directed to us, each of us, and that is why we say Namo Amida Butsu in sincere gratitude. When we awaken to the working of boundless compassion, we become free of delusions. Reverend Uno wrote this saying that reminds me of life. Awakening is dynamic, constantly evolving with life's realities, unfolding from ego self to compassionate self, from enclosed self to open self, from foolish self to enlightened self. This awakening is a constant reminder in our daily lives to release the ego self and turn it into a compassionate self. How difficult this is. Everyday happenings bring out our ego self. When we get up in the morning with pain in our body, we get upset with our body for aging and for being in pain. My late mother always said, "Don't get old." Now I know what she meant. Getting old is inevitable, for we age each day. However, how we deal with this aging is more important. My mother did not complain about her stiff fingers or sore spine. When I saw her rubbing her fingers or constantly changing her sitting position, I'd asked her if she was in pain, and then she would acknowledge it so I could apply some ointments or medication. And of course, it was always that thank you. Living this life means facing each day and each moment with gratitude. My friend's mother has been suffering with back pain for weeks. My friend searched for a way to relieve her mother's pain and finally found a doctor who was able to find the cause of the pain and was able to lessen the pain. My friend was leaving on a trip and told her mother that she would not be here to celebrate Mother's Day with her. Her mother said, "Not having pain is the greatest gift a mother can have," and she was sincerely grateful. My friend could go on her trip without feeling guilty. Gotange is this time to reflect upon our own life and to celebrate in gratitude the Dharma that helps us to live each life fully. Shinran Shonin made the path of the Nembutsu to reach all people. As I reflect on my life, I cannot help but think in gratitude to all those beings who have contributed to my life and to all that I am. Without the support of my parents, I could not have gone to study in Ohio and to teach in Connecticut. Without the support of my teachers who motivated me to constantly study, I would not have the education that I did. Without the ministers and Dharma friends, I would not be here talking to you on this White Way broadcast. Without the Dharma, I wouldn't have gone to Japan to receive my Tokudo and to be a lifelong learner and listener. Shinran Shonin left a legacy for us to live this life. The teachings are simple and yet difficult. During our monthly living Dharma sessions, those who come ask all sorts of questions like, "How do I live my life as a Shin Buddhist? What is Nembutsu? What can I do when my ego self is so powerful?" We simply say, recite Namo Amida Butsu and appreciate this life. Shinran Shonin wanted us, the common people, to live our daily lives in gratitude and appreciation for all that is around us. Totally entrust ourselves to Amida's compassion. Entrust totally to overcome our selfishness and pride. Single-mindedly recite the name of Amida, Namo Amida Butsu. Reach out to one another in humility, with compassion and wisdom. Live today and every day with the Nembutsu and total gratitude. Here are the six L's. L, Live as if there is no tomorrow. Live each day fully. As my grandfather used to say, do what you can today and don't leave it for tomorrow. L, live your dream. Fulfill the dream that is in you. Life is fleeting, so live your dream. L, live with gratitude. Feel grateful for all that comes your way, the ups and downs. L, live caring for others. Live with compassion. L, live embraced by the compassionate Buddha. L, live reciting Namo Amida Butsu. As we remember Shinran Shonin and this time of Gotang-e, may we honor and respect him for sharing the teachings with us so we may live our life. His teachings help us to live each day in the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Mrs. Nakamoto. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 18th, Moilili Honganji will celebrate Shinran Shonin's birthday at our Gotang-e service. The service will begin at 9 a.m., and our speaker will be Reverend Saul Kalu, Resident Minister of Makawao Honganji Mission. As we close this morning's broadcast of The White Way, we would like to thank our sponsors, Mr. and Mrs. Michael Sorakubo, and our speaker, Mrs. Irene Nakamoto. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next week on The White Way. Namo Amida Butsu.